Hey, it's Bob Nalbandian and Matt Hartnett from Shockwave Skull Sessions and Aftershocks. If you'd like to receive access to exclusive episodes from your favorite show and would even like to be a part of it, we've got an offer that you simply can't refuse.
CMSPN now offers our listeners the chance to not only view and listen to exclusive episodes, but to actually participate in one as well. Go to our Subscribestar page at www.subscribestar.com/CMSPN. Our page has 3 monthly subscription tiers for you to choose from, and is a great way to personally connect to your favorite CMSPN show.
Our content will always be free of charge, but if you're looking to have a closer connection to your favorite show, subscribestar.com/CMSPN is the way to go. As always, thanks for listening, and enough of us talking. Here's the episode you actually came here for.
And I just want to kind of point something out to you, Chris.
Okay.
Not that you'd need this pointed out to you, because you're of a military mind, and you understand what it is to deal in strength with with your enemies and people who are considered enemies of the state or terrorists. Mm-hmm. So earlier tonight, I did a gracious thing by appeasing a chat room terrorist by the name of PC.
Okay.
And I played some Black Sabbath at his behest. And then when I played some Dokken tonight, he still turned around and bashed me in the band. So out of graciousness, I played some Black Sabbath, and then when I played some Dokken, he still bashed me and bashed the band. So I want that to be a lesson to you people who listen to this as a world sort of changing thing, that you can't appease terrorists.
That's what you got from this? You
can't. Well, it is a lesson learned, because no matter what you do to feed the terrorist, they're going to still stick it in your back. Regardless,
look, I'm just going to put this out here as simply as I can.
Yes.
About the Dokken thing.
Yes.
I'm going to put it out here as simply as I can. And I'm going to say it out front. I agree with the chat room a lot of the time that we play too much fucking Dokken. I'll say it. I've said it to you before. I'll say it right now so everybody can hear it. That all being said, that we play too much of Dokken, Rat, Lynch Mob, you know, there's a collection of those bands. It's your fucking show.
Well,
do whatever you want.
I agree. I agree with you. But my point is, no matter how much you appease people with, whether you play Judas Priest or whether you play Iron Maiden or whether you play Black Sabbath or whether you play, you know, whatever other requests come in,
yeah,
there's still no satisfaction there. None.
Do you ever notice every time I do a takeover show, the first thing I do is say I'm not playing any requests? Because no matter what I do, it's just a complaint about everything. So it's like, all right, well, just complain about the whole fucking show, because I really don't care what you want to listen to.
Well, I don't care. I just find it an experiment in human nature.
Yeah, it's just it's ridiculous. Who cares?
I'm going to agree with you. I don't care. I just think it's funny. I find it more entertaining for me than anything else.
Yeah. My whole thing is, don't listen then. I don't listen. When we go to music, I'm off into the other room prepping the show to upload and everything. I hear the first 10 seconds of any song that plays, and, you know, I make sure
the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, because I make sure that I'm in here at exactly 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while I get zapped because you'll be like, hey, where are you at, Chris? Where are you at? And it's because you played three minute songs. And I won't, you know, it doesn't time out for my 12 minutes.
Right.
Because I'm not listening to the music. But the fans have the exact same option to do the same thing. Don't listen.
Yeah.
I guarantee every one of you has YouTube Music or Spotify or Apple Music or whatever. You know what? Do yourself a favor so that you don't have to whine and bitch. Make yourself up. I'll tell you how many segments it is. It's six. There's five during the show and then one at the end that's the one song plus the outro. Mm-hmm. Make yourself six little playlists that are 10 to 12 minutes long. And every time Neely says we're going to break, play your playlist. Make it your show, like DDP always says when you're doing the DDP. Just make it your own. Make it your own. You want to hear nothing but Cannibal Corpse and Sepultura and Waco Jesus in the breaks? Then make it your own.
Right.
Instead of pushing the little button to play the music, hit your own little button to play the music on your own fucking playlist.
There you go.
Enjoy yourself. Have a great time.
Sure.
Stop whining like a bunch of cunts.
It's funny.
Dude, I last week I purposely checked out of the chat room because I just didn't want to hear it.
Right.
You know, I got tired of it. And I ain't going to lie, it was a pretty relaxing show. I was pretty relaxed the whole show because I didn't fucking hear anything.
Sure.
I didn't see what they were whining about and I didn't care. I was like, this is perfect. This is the best way to do this fucking show.
Right. All right. Well, our good friend, Scribble.
Yeah.
He was listening to the show pretty intently. And when we were talking about, Donnie V last week,
right.
Quote unquote, taking over the Enough's Enough name.
Right.
He said that you had made the comment about, you know, Howard Stern at one point.
Sure.
Said that, Enough's Enough was like one of his favorite bands ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he kind of like promoted them quite a bit. Sure. until he moved on to Nine Inch Nails or some shit like that. I think his next thing was like Nine Inch Nails Downward Spiral.
It was Hum. Remember Hum?
Yeah, Hum.
Hum with that song Stars.
Yeah.
That no one remembers.
Right. But, you know, we kind of bandied about the fact that, you know, when a major outlet like a Howard Stern show,
mm-hmm.
You know, mentioned you as a favorite or a band or whatever, there might be a chance that you might excel or rise to the top.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen for Hum, and unfortunately, that did not happen for Enough's Enough.
No, not at all.
And then, according to Scribble, he said that you had made the comment, I wonder if Howard Stern even remembers Enough's Enough.
Yeah, I said that.
Well, he dug up a clip.
Jesus, really?
He did. Where Howard Stern and Robin are bandying about between them about where Enough's Enough is today.
From when? When is
it? April of this year.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. That recent.
I would have thought that they were long forgotten by now.
No. Okay. So as recent as April, just 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Howard and Robin were kind of goofing on where is Enough's Enough today.
Okay.
Now, Howard, you know, being fair to him, he was like complimenting Enough's Enough on their talent and how great they sounded. And he had thought that they would be bigger and, you know, because of their Beatle influences and, you know, how much they liked the Beatles. And he thought that they did a really good job and more or less complimenting Donnie V on his John Lennon-esque, right. Delivery of songs and all this kind of other stuff. So here's a little, you know, montage, I guess, of Howard and Robin discussing where is Enough's Enough today.
Right.
Okay. Now, mind you, it isn't all really complimentary. kind of like downgrading them a little bit, but still, to counter your point, does Howard Stern even remember enough?
Apparently he does.
And according to this clip, he does. So here you go.
There are moments in rock and roll where you go, the real hard list are people who never got really super famous, who were really talented. That's the fucking conversation. But the other day I was thinking, here's a better discussion. I was remembering back on the show, very few people, for example, singers now, can do John Lennon any justice. John Lennon was such a unique voice that when you hear them cover a John Lennon song, they never get it right. And then I was thinking about the days when we used to have Enough's Enough on. And there's this guy, you guys probably don't even remember the band Enough's Enough, but I remember them because I thought they were so good. And Chips Enough was the guitar player, and the guy who was the lead singer was this guy, Donnie V, V-I-E, Donnie Vi, V. I don't know what the fuck. Donnie V. But I loved the guy's voice, and he loved the Beatles. That band loved the Beatles. They used to, one time I went to see them in concert, and they were in a small club, and they were doing a Beatles cover. It was so good. What the fuck was it? Not Strawberry Fields, but I don't even remember.
I know, when he used to do Revolution, it was great.
Yeah, great. The band just, but I was listening to him do Jealous Guy, the John Lennon song. And this is Donnie singing Jealous Guy. And I went, you know what? He's the only guy who should sing John Lennon. Listen how good. These are the discussions we should be having. The guys who didn't make it big.
I was dreaming of the past. And my heart was beating fast. I began to lose control. I began to lose control. Oh, I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. Oh no, I don't wanna hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy.
I mean, I want to say to these asshole kids on American Idol, you know, listen to Donnie V or Vi, and when you think you're going somewhere, Donnie V's nowhere, and you think you're going somewhere.
That's funny.
I like the fact that after all these years that Howard still doesn't really know the guy's name.
Oh, of course not.
It's like V, Vi, whatever the fuck his name is.
Well, it's because it's spelled Vi, but it's pronounced V.
Right.
That's why, because he, another one of these guys that fucking took a spelling and then said, well, that's not how you say it. You know, it's Donnie Vi. And in fact, that's not even his name, is it? It's like Vivaldi or something.
Yeah, something. But the funny thing is that Howard had these guys on the show numerous times.
Yeah.
And, you know, they talked and, you know, pronounced his name or his stage name.
Maybe they did. Or maybe Howard just went, hey, look who's with us. It's Chip and Donnie from Enough's Enough.
Right.
Which I'll bet he did, because Howard's notorious for doing that to, when he doesn't know somebody's name, to just say their first name. He is notorious for doing that.
Sure. So here we go.
I mean, come on. First of all, this guy doesn't oversing anything, and he hits you right in the stomach with emotion. He'll build. Wait till he gets to the end of the song. He's going to build and build and build, because this guy knows exactly what he's doing. He's not showing off. He's not doing millions of runs.
I'm just a jealous.
And you
you know, these kids on American Idol, these are going to be famous. Listen to this, guys. Where is Donny Vaya? I think he just repaved Fred's road so he can take his motorcycle.
That's funny.
They even get more brutal than that.
That's good.
Listen to this.
His mom is
even the musicians are really good.
Yeah, oh, they're fantastic. Chip's enough fantastic. Chip just, in fact, his mom just woke him up. He's got his McDonald's shift today. He's got to go to.
Wow.
He's not wrong.
I know, but you know, Chip always, still to this day, he's like, oh, yeah, me and Howard are tight, man. We're tight. He's just like, come on, Chip.
Yeah, Howard has not seen Chips enough since 1998.
Well, that's not true, because Chip did. I remember, I'm trying to think, it was pre-XM or just after he got into XM, but for some reason, I can't remember what the situation was, and I remember listening to the show, but Chip ended up in the studio with Howard.
Might have been when they were on that Sirius XM tour a couple of years ago.
And it was just like, holy shit, it's been like forever since I've seen you, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. You think it was for because they were doing the Sirius XM tour?
It might have been that. I think that might have been the time, but I know it wasn't that long ago. It was within the last, you know, 6 to 10 years, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So here we go.
He's working at John Hines' favorite McDonald's.
He's taking John Hines' ridiculous order.
Yeah. What do you mean, no cheese on a fucking burger? Hey, little brother.
He's doing the Chip voice.
Hey, little brother. So funny.
Glad to see that Howard kills time the same way we do.
Yeah. Hey, little brother. Hey, brother.
Dude, we got to get back together. It's been a long time.
Yeah. I love Chip, man.
I do too. Chip's the best. He's arguably my favorite of all the rock star friends.
Dude, he has always been so genuinely nice to both of us.
Yeah, he's great.
For years. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I saw him, what was it, already almost 2 years ago already, when we went to see Tom Kiefer at the Goodyear Center in Akron.
Yeah.
And Enough was opening, and we were sitting there at the seats, and you were going, man, you should go back there. I'm sure Chip's back there doing autograph signings and stuff. Mm-hmm. I went back there. I walked back to the area where they were doing merch sales and autographs and stuff. And I was just kind of standing in line. I just didn't want to, you know, cut everybody. And saw me. He just stopped everything.
Sure.
Come on up here, brother. Oh, my God. It's so good to see you. I'm glad you made the trip. You know, and I chatted with him and stuff. See, Chip is just the greatest, man.
He is. He's just regular people.
He is.
You know, and that's the cool thing. He doesn't look regular people. He looks like a rock star all the time. But you know, when you talk to him, and you know, I mean, it's easy to limit to me and you because we know him. But I mean, even when you just see him interact with, you know, the regular schmoes that are up there getting their Peach Fuzz CD signed or whatever, you know, I mean, he's always like, so when did you find us, man? Glad that you're on board. Just glad you're still a fan. You know, you're like, it's cold out here today, isn't it? You guys getting here okay? This looks like a warm coat. You know, I mean, Chip will just talk about any fucking thing. That's what's funny is it's fun to sit and watch Chip talk to people because he will pick out some little thing on every single person and personalize the conversation so that they walk away with that personal memory of Chip's Enough. Everybody that's ever met him, it seems to have a personal memory of Chip's Enough.
Yeah.
It's not just, yeah, I shook his fucking hand and got moved along in line. He ain't that guy. He'll stand there for fucking 8 hours and sign shit. and talk to every single fucking person.
That is true.
He's definitely not the guy that's like, okay, give me your CD, sign it. Thanks for coming out. Now beat it. He's not that guy. He's like, oh, where are you from? Is that far from here? I don't know the area real well. I came in from Chicago. You know where that is? You know, that's Chip.
Yeah, I've seen him, you know, like a chick will walk up and she'll be, you know, wanting to get a CD signed or something. And goes, look at those earrings. Where did you get those earrings? You know.
Or she'll say something like, can I get an autograph? He's like, you're not getting anything till we take a picture together. We got to take a picture together, me and you. And he's bringing her around the corner to take a picture with him. And, you know, for her, not for him, you know, he's taking it with her camera phone or whatever. You know, that's just who that dude is.
Yeah. He's a great dude, man.
He is. He's fantastic.
I love that guy. All right, here we go.
These guys aren't even on Cameo.
They're not even on Cameo. Oh, which, by the way, I got to send you something here.
All right.
I'm going to shoot this over to you because since he mentioned Cameo, this is a good lead in.
Okay.
I got to shoot this over to you. You're going to love this. Here. Oh. Over to you. I'm gonna text something to you.
Okay.
I hope it goes over because I need you to play this. Stop it, you stupid thing. All right. It's over to you. Oh shit. Here. Oh. I'm going to shoot this over to Chris Aiken.
Jesus, Spaghetti Lee. Who is that chick? Holy Jesus.
All right. I just shot something over to you. Just hold on to that because you can't put that up on our screen.
Dude, before you go back real quick, look at this girl in the chat room. That is Chris Aiken approved right there.
Oh, that girl?
Yes.
Yeah, she's very Pamela Lee-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got...
I don't know who she is, but wow.
Yeah, she's got some big boobage and nice ass.
She's pretty close to perfect. I like the light pink lipstick. I like
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's a very shapely, tawdry chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That is Chris Aiken approved.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A.
All right.
All right, moving on.
All right. Did you get that text?
I did.
There it All right. All right. So we get ready to upload that to our...
I can play it.
All right. Here we go.
Listen to me, building this song, he's constructing. These guys were terrific. That, my point is, where do you think you're going? You know where he is now? He's folding clothes at Old Navy.
He's folding clothes at Old Navy.
Jeez. What's funny is he's goofing on them, and he's also showing how out of touch he is.
Right.
With like Old Navy comments.
Old Navy.
And who the fuck shops at Old Navy?
Are they even in business anymore?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
To be honest, I've never shopped at Old Navy.
Yeah. Might as well have said that he's folding pants at the Banana Republic.
Yeah.
Or the Buckle.
He's putting shoes up on the rack at JCPenney's.
or Kinney's.
Yeah.
Kenny shoes.
Yeah. He's hooking everything up at Buster Brown's.
Tom McCann's. He's selling shoes at Tom McCann's.
Tom McCann's? Oh my God. Now, is that still in business?
I have no idea. I'm just throwing old names out there.
I don't even know. Are there any like chain shoe stores anymore?
Payless.
I don't think Payless is in business anymore, are they?
Circus?
I don't even know Circus. I thought Payless went out of business.
They may have. I have no idea. I don't shop for shit anywhere.
Huh. Shop for shit at Amazon. That's where it all comes from.
right, here we go.
Maybe he's the manager by now.
Yeah, baby. Talented guy, man. Listen,
amazing.
Beautifully sung. I thought these guys were going to be big.
You tried as hard as you could.
Yeah.
Just a jealous.
Now, look at this. Now you got the chills. You think you're going to be something after American Idol, you fucking nutjob? These poor guys work in the morning shift at Cinnabon, and you're...
Yeah, you better go see if you can work for him.
He's working the morning shift at Cinnabon.
Yes. So, you know, I don't listen to Howard on at all, but that was pretty funny.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that was real good.
Unfortunately, then it's probably followed by 2.5 hours talking about the cat shelter or whatever.
So,
or interviewing Ellen and telling her how great her dancing is or whatever.
Or having Hillary Clinton in and telling her how great she was and why she should have been president instead of Trump.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely sucks 10 dicks now as a broadcaster, but
yeah.
Can't argue that in the day he was the king.
He was. So, so there he is, goofing on Enough's Enough.
Love that. That's
wow. So Scribble wanted to let you know that Howard still remembers Enough's Enough.
All right. Well, thank you, Scribble. I was unaware, but
right,
like everybody else, because nobody listens to Howard anymore, but apparently you do, and thank you.
All right. Well, since Howard mentioned Cameo,
yes,
I sent you over a Cameo that I need you to play.
All right. Let me...
Now, our good friend Taylor spent 75 shekels to put it in her terms, or to use my terms. People like that term shekel because I use it on the show all the time. Right. But she spent 75 shekels for this.
All right. No, let's get it on. It
fucking made me laugh my ass off.
Let's get it on the screen here. Can I make it full screen somehow? No, I guess not. All right. Well, here we go.
All right. Well, look, before you start it.
Yeah.
He is rocking the John Astronomy 5 head at this point.
Yeah, I know it's hereditary and it is what it is, but bro, put a hat on.
And he's in his backyard.
Yeah.
Sitting on a lounge chair in the backyard.
I don't mind that. I mean, that's what Cameo is.
Yeah, filming himself with his iPhone for $75 for what, 30 seconds worth of time?
Yeah.
All right, but you are going to love the verbiage.
All right.
That Taylor put together for Eddie to repeat and regurgitate just for EMS. Now, now I want to preface this that anyone who is a fan of the show within the last, say, I'm going to say 5 to 8 years, you're not going to get most of these references.
Okay.
These references go back, boy, I'm going to say 15 years.
Okay.
A lot of these references go back 15 years. Not all of them, but most of them. And you're going to, if you know anything about the show or follow us or have listened to us or know anything about the history of the show, you're going to get every single joke in here. Of course, Eddie has no idea what he's saying or why he's saying this.
Right.
But this spans the gamut of the show. This spans the gamut of my employment choices or circumstances. And you are just going to love every mention that Eddie utters about this. And the thing is that Eddie is completely clueless why he's saying what he's saying.
This is a Jeffrey C. Music moment.
It is. It's absolutely true.
I love it.
All right. So go ahead and play it.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. It's Eddie Trunk. And this message is for the great and powerful Wendell. And it's from Taylor, the Rev, Jake Bannerman, Mark and John, Jeffrey C., Victor, the Snake Man, and Kay and Abby. We want to wish you a happy...
Back that up. We got to hear that again.
I don't know
Ramadan.
I don't know how to do that. How do I back it up?
I don't know.
I don't think I can back it up.
So she got Kay and Abby, Mark and John, Jeffrey C. Who else did she get in there?
Kay and Abby, Jeffrey C., Snake Man. The Rev, I think.
The Rev, Jake Bannerman.
I can play it again. I just rebooted it. So here we go.
All right.
Hey, everybody. It's Eddie Trunk. And this message is for the great and powerful Wendell. And it's from Taylor, the Rev, Jake Bannerman, Mark and John, Jeffrey C., Victor, the Snake Man, and Kay and Abby.
The great and powerful Wendell.
that's a fucking throwback. That's a throwback to Sean Sheldon.
Yes.
That's a throwback to Sean Sheldon calling you a powerful man.
I'm a very powerful man. She hit every cylinder on that engine.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And he's like all serious because he's just like, yeah, these are real people.
Look at this long list of people paying this $75. Good on them. Each guy paid $7. All right, here we go.
I want to wish you a happy Ramadan from all of your former employers.
Ramadan!
From all your former employers.
Yeah, exactly. A happy Ramadan.
That's awesome.
She put like a lot of thought into this.
That is so good. All right, here we go.
And they want to say thank you for being amazing, Wendell. Cheers.
All right. Mark and John.
Mark and John.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. That's
when I say it's amazing, I mean it's amazing.
That is great. Can I download this? I will. I will download it later so that we have that forever. That has to be part of the fucking intro to the show. That should be part of the intro to the show every week.
Oh, my God.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. So play. Can you reload it and just play it through totally? Yeah,
I think so. Sure.
For $75. What is that? Like 25 seconds?
I don't know. Something like that. Dude, it's a good gig for Eddie. I mean, I don't blame him for doing it.
I'm not blaming him, but holy shit. But she came out of pocket $75 for Eddie.
We could get on Cameo. I get emails from them all the time saying that, oh, you have a show, you should be on Cameo. You know, we could do Cameo for like $25 a hit or something. Somebody would pay for it. Somebody would pay to, yeah, this is Chris from the Classic Metal Show, and I'd like to tell Steve, you can suck a bag of dicks. That comes from Rachel. You know, someone would pay for that. So, all right, you ready for me to redo it?
Just play the whole thing, just straight through.
All right, here we go.
Hey, everybody, it's Eddie Trunk, and this message is for the great and powerful Wendell, and it's from Taylor, the Rev, Jake Bannerman, Mark and John, Jeffrey C., Victor, the Snake Man, and Kay and Abby. They want to wish you a happy Ramadan from all of your former employers. And they want to say thank you for being amazing, Wendell. Cheers.
So pretty good. Awesome. He's just so happy to see his no idea what the joke is.
He's literally sitting there going, I probably made this guy's day.
Yeah.
Kay and Abby. Victor the Snake Man. Jeffrey C. All of you. All of them. Just want to wish a happy Ramadan, Wendell.
Oh, my God. The great and powerful Wendell.
That's funny.
So funny.
She could have just somehow worked in that, you know, don't listen to this on a Monday because that's a quiet day. Then it would be perfect. That's really funny.
That is funny.
Bravo, Taylor. And she got a lot in there, really, because I mean, when I did the cameo with Chris Hansen, you know, you only get like 200 characters or something. You have to write everything that you want said in the 200 characters. It's really difficult to get it right. But, you know, Hansen, we got right. And now she obviously got Eddie Trunk right.
She put everything in there she could throw.
Yeah. So good.
So I thought everybody who's our old school fan would really love that.
I think most of the people that listen now have gone back and heard those segments. Those are the classics. Jeffrey C. and Snake Man and stuff. Those are the classics.
Yeah. Well, look at the look on Eddie's face.
Yeah, he's like, look, I just made this guy's deal.
Yeah. So next time I see Eddie side stage, I'm gonna go, hey Eddie, thanks for the shout out.
And play it for him.
I'm the great and powerful Wendell.
Hey Ed, I just want to tell you, thanks to you, I had a wonderful Ramadan. Thanks for wishing that for me.
A Ramadan.
That's really good.
All right. Well, let's go through one story here and we'll wrap up the evening.
All right.
Thanks, Eddie, for that reprieve and making us laugh. And,
you know, for me, Eddie, the not as powerful and not as amazing Chris, you have happy Ramadan as well. Hope you enjoyed it. Ramadan. When is Ramadan?
It's usually around the Christmas time, around like, you know, somewhere between November and January.
So why the fuck is he, doesn't that set off a little bell in his head?
Because he probably doesn't know.
That doesn't sound.
It's like I'm pocketing $75 to say this shit. So, you know, I'll just say whatever they tell me to say.
That was my first thought was, when is Ramadan? I didn't think it was now in July.
No.
You know, like, hey, happy Ramadan.
Ramadan.
Dude, he should have. Next time, if somebody does it again, I want you to do something completely off. Happy Easter or something that's like way off. You know, whatever the holiday would be. Yeah, happy Easter to you. Just to see if he would just do it. I bet he'd do it anyway. Give a fuck.
Yeah, whatever pays a couple bucks.
Yeah, 75 bones.
Yeah, of course. Jeez. Now, do you think Cameo gets a percentage of that? You know, what do you think Cameo gets? Like 20% or 25% or something like that?
Yeah, probably like 25, I would think.
Yeah. So he got $50 for doing that.
Yeah. For he probably had 10 of them lined up. And he just knocks them down, made $700 or $500.
Yeah.
Just knocking them down saying, hey, this is for Bill. He's a big Skid Row fan. Just like to say, you are the youth gone wild, Bill. Have a great day. See, I'm ready for Cameo. I could do that for everybody.
I think we should do that.
You want to go? I'll do Cameo. I don't care.
Cameo, why not? I'll take 30 seconds out of my day. Hey, man, you fucking rock and you rule. And fuck you, pal, and hand job. And, your wife's a cunt.
Yeah, I'll make this sworn affidavit to anybody that signs up for my Cameo. I will not do 25 seconds. I will definitely do a minute and a half. I will ramble on and on and on.
For a cool hundy.
Yeah, for a cool hundy. For cool hundy, I'll give you 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll be like, look, I know this says that you like Skid Row. Let me, while we're talking Skid Row, let me name my top 10 songs from Skid Row. I don't give a shit. I'll take the money. You know, I'm all about it. Why not? Cameo. And then we'll be on and Donnie V won't.
All right. Well, obviously you're familiar with the streaming site Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
Pandora today announced that the expansion of the quote-unquote the Billionaires Artist Milestone Program, with the launch of the programming highlighting the top streamed acts on Pandora, mm-hmm, across the key genres. Available now, Pandora has launched 8 new stations for pop, country, hip-hop, alternative, dance, classic rock, R&B, and hard rock that features music for artists that have hit 1 billion streams on Pandora.
$1 billion.
Exactly. 1 billion.
Yeah.
These artists include Metallicash, Linkin Park. Now, get this. This is a surprise to me. 5 Finger Death Punch is in this list.
Why is that? Dude, they're huge.
Again, I don't follow them, so I don't know what their following is.
Yeah, their cover of Bad Company put them on the map, but yeah, they're a big band.
Okay. Foo Fighters, I get. Tool, you know, the whole alternative thing, I get that. Mm-hmm. They will continue to be updated as more artists hit that threshold.
Great.
So I get the Metallica. I kind of get Linkin Park. 5 Finger Death Punch for me, I'm kind of surprised by that. But, you know, I'm going to go by what you tell me. Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, I kind of get that. Tool, I kind of get that. But, you know, the 5 Finger Death Punch, I wasn't aware that they were that big.
Yeah, they're pretty big band. But, dude, in my mind, hearing this story, it just reaffirms exactly what I've been saying for months about these fucking streaming services, that they completely don't understand what people want. People don't go to Pandora looking for hits. They're looking for the deeper tracks. And they're making channels with nothing but hits. Well, these are the most popular bands. Okay. Great. When's the last time? And I put this out to anybody. Does anybody go out there and say, okay, well, you know what I'm going to listen to? Jeremy by Pearl Jam. You know, is anybody doing that? Is anybody going out and saying, you know what, I want to hear Sober by Tool, you know, or Bad Company by 5 Finger Death Punch, or, you know, it's so generic and blah. It's really like the corporate homogenized picture of everything that's wrong with the music business right now. Nobody can grow. Nobody will even put any effort into anything new, anything up and coming. Instead, it's like, let's just fucking feed the people more of the same fucking shit that they've been being fed for 20 years. This is a corporate radio move. It's not a cool thing. It's not, it just looks and smells very corporate to me. Well,
but isn't that what commercial entities are about, whether it's Pandora or Spotify or Google Music or whatever? Most people, and we're not talking about music aficionados like, mm-hmm, yourself or even myself, who listen for more of the deeper stuff. Yeah. They're looking for just like, oh yeah, that's familiar to me.
But don't most people that would binge listen already own that music?
They would, but they're willing to re-listen to it again.
From somebody else's collection.
Well, again, it's just like, whoa, I get that. And I'm going to go back 80s.
Yeah.
You know, one of the bands that I know you're not a real fan of, but I think you like the people in the band. Mm-hmm. But let's just take Great White for example.
Yeah, okay.
They did Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Mm-hmm. So if you were to go out on the street and say, are you familiar with Great White? And they go, yeah, didn't they do that Once Bitten, Twice Shy song?
Yeah.
Which was a cover. Mm-hmm. But that's what they know them for.
Right.
And then you go, would you like to listen to Desert Moon? And they'll go, I don't know that song.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And they'll go, oh, yeah, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Oh, yeah, Once Bitten, Twice Shy, baby.
My.
Exactly. Yeah. But do you know Desert Moon? No. How about Hand on the Trigger? What is that?
Oh, never heard of that one.
Exactly. But they're even going to be open to listening to that. They're going to go, oh yeah, I kind of want to know what, you know, I kind of want to hear what I'm familiar with. And I think whether it's Pandora or Spotify or Google Music or Amazon Music or whatever the music platform you listen to, I think that the average minivan driving mom, or, you know, the average music fan, they want to hear the, and I know I'm going to make an old reference here. They're going to make the, they want to hear the old MTV hits.
Yeah, that's it. It just, that to me just sounds like painful radio. Just playing nothing but the hits from any band. I hate that.
But that's the thing. They want to hear familiarity. That's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's, oh, I know this one. I know this one.
Yeah. I just can't even imagine like listening to a, like a greatest hits record. Like, I don't think, I think I own one that I actually physically own a greatest hits record, and that's Rush.
Okay.
I own that Rush. What was it called? Counterparts or Chronicles or something?
Chronicles.
It was a two CD thing.
Yeah. I have that actually, physical CD and on MP3, but it's called Chronicles. Yeah. Okay.
That's the only one that I actually own of any band, you know, and me, you know, all the rest, I might have MP3s. Like if they had a bonus track or something on it, I'll take the track. But you know, the only reason I have that one from Rush is that I don't really like Rush. I like their hits enough to where every once in a while I'll want to hear Fly By Night or Tom Sawyer or something, but I don't really like Rush. So I keep that one around just in case I'm in a Rush mood. But, you know, I can't imagine ever saying, you know what I need to do? I need to pull out Grease Under Pressure and give that a spin. You know, that's never going to happen. And, but greatest hits, ugh, that's just not me. I guess I'm too much of a musicologist to deal with such fucking garbage.
Well, I'm going to, you know, make, you know, say that, you know, from that perspective, no, you're not the hits guy. You know, no, you're not the guy who, you know, you're not the guy who listens to your local commercial radio station who plays Van Halen, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Rush,
Floyd.
Yeah, Pink Floyd. Every day,
as
they play the same songs every day, but you know, you branch out and you listen to the actual deeper tracks. These are not the people who are subscribing to Pandora. Yeah. They're list, and there's a reason why, like, say, like on Spotify, I've done it on the show where if you look at Spotify, when we go to an artist page, let's say Journey. We look at the like the top 5 or 10 most played hits.
Right.
And there's a reason why they've got 10 million plays for Don't Stop Believin'.
Right.
Because people are playing that stupid song. Well, I'm not going to say it's a stupid song, but it's overplayed
to death.
30 to 40 years later.
Right.
People are still playing Don't Stop Believing.
Right.
You know, for whatever reason, because, oh, well, I know Don't Stop Believing, but do they know Mother Father? No. Not so much.
Or the song Escape? No.
No. No. But people like you or myself or a lot of our fans, they go, well, they had more songs than just, you know, Broken Arms, you know,
right.
You know, Open Arm, not Broken Arms, but Open Arms.
I know what you meant.
You know, but they go, well, there's more songs than that. Really? Were there? Did they have more songs than that?
Yeah.
I didn't buy anything outside of Escape or Frontiers.
Frontiers.
Yeah. Did they do something outside of that? No.
No. Nothing from those other 12 albums.
Yeah, well, they had Raised on Radio. I don't remember that song. I don't remember that. They don't remember what was it? Xfinity?
Yeah,
Infinity.
Yeah.
What was that? I don't remember that. I don't remember that album at all.
Yeah, because it was in the 70s.
Yeah. It's like, well, did they do something after that? So that's the whole clueless thing. People go, well, I'll find what I'm familiar with. You know, it's easy to stream it in the car or on my phone or whatever the case may be. But they just go to the most popular thing they remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And they won't listen to anything beyond that. They'll just go, oh, well, yeah, Escape had like 5 or 6 top hits. Yeah. Man, Escape was the bomb, man.
Yeah. They are literally the people that I hate riding with anywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's the same old tired songs. You get in their car, it's like, ain't talking about love.
Right.
Ugh. All right, we get it. Yeah. Oh, well. Well, this article just said to me, yeah, I don't need to re-up my Pandora subscription.
Dude, do you have Running with the Devil in your playlist? Man, I haven't heard that song in like the last 10 minutes.
Dude, you know what? You know what's a great song? Brick in the Wall by Floyd, man. Not heard that in forever.
Could you play Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd, man? I don't think I've heard that in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you play A Whole Lot of Love?
You got to admit, classic rock stations, they really found a formula that should not work. By every logical thought, that formula of playing the same 20 songs over and over and over every day, year after year after year, people should be tuning out of that in regular, especially now where everything's available on demand. But classic rock, I mean, if you go to like here in Cleveland, and I'm probably sure it's the same in Chicago, all the rock stations have dried up, but the classic rock station is still a fucking staple. Playing the same, dude, NCX, you haven't lived here in what, 20 years, 15 years?
I left there in 2003, so it's like 17 years.
Yeah. I will guarantee you, you could turn on NCX, the same NCX that you turned away from 17 years ago, and almost song for song hear the same exact playlist that you heard when you lived here.
Well, as long as Bill Lewis is announcing the songs, I'll be tuning in.
Well, as long as Michael Stanley's not anymore, then I'll tune in. How's that? Asshole. Rest in peace.
Right. But here's the point, mm-hmm. is that people in our age group, unfortunately, yeah. I hate to say that, but people in our age group, they're kind of catching up with technology. Mm-hmm. The thing is once they kind of catch up with the technology, they start looking for the familiarity.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, I wonder if they have, I don't know, Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Do they have that on here?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, it is here. Great.
Well, there it is.
Look at that.
I love that song.
Oh, my God. They also have Promises in the Dark. This station rocks.
And I'm going to go back to something you said earlier. Do they have Pink Floyd, Brick in the Wall?
Oh, cool.
Man. They really are deep in their catalog. talk here.
Dude, they've got us and them, two different versions. Holy shit.
Right.
I gotta listen to both of these, man.
Yeah. Man, I can't believe that I can listen to Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love, man.
Look, these guys do have deep tracks. It's Grateful Dead with Truckin'.
Yeah.
Is that Grateful Dead? I don't even
know. It is. Truckin'. Yeah. But look, they got Zeppelin Black Dog, man.
Ooh, well, cool. Don't hear any Zeppelin day to day, that's for sure.
Yeah. So again, people are moving away from the commercial radio thing, mm-hmm. and they're realizing that there is quote unquote streaming services out there, but they're looking for the exact same thing on the streaming services that they heard on the commercial radio services.
It's like, then why did you go away from that? It was already there.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to listen to commercials, man.
Oh, well, that's a bonus. Instead, you get another song that you fucking have heard 4 million times. Dude, look at that. No commercial, but I got Smoke on the Water. This rules.
Yeah, well, look at that. I just heard Comfortably Numb. I didn't have to hear 3 minutes of commercials before that.
That's fantastic.
Man, why didn't I discover this before? God damn it.
What was I doing listening to those modern records like The Division Bell? I could have been stuck right with my good ones. All the good ones. Next thing you know, they're going to play something from the final cut, and then I'm canceling my service.
Right.
I don't want that.
Funny. In 2018, Pandora kicked off its Billionaires program by presenting artists with a commemorative plaque from Taylor Swift, Lil Wayne, Mariah Carey to Bad Bunny?
Ugh, Bad Bunny.
What the hell is that? Bad Bunny?
Latin rap.
Okay. Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. Fag music.
All right. The Weeknd without the E in the end.
He's a rap guy.
All right.
And he's a guy that did the Super Bowl this year. Not that we watched it.
I didn't watch that. And more, Pandora has honored hundreds of artists over the past 3 years. Now Pandora is rolling out complimentary stations so fans can celebrate and enjoy the music from their favorite artists in their favorite genres. Available now, each Billionaire station is composed of top tracks from all the artists who have 1 billion or more streams in that genre.
That's fantastic.
Well, again, what does that tell you? Hit songs.
Yeah, hits.
Okay. When an artist hits the threshold, they will be added and their music will be featured at the beginning of the station to mark the occasion. New Billionaire genre stations will also be added to the series in the upcoming months. Pandora's Billionaire stations are cool to be a part of because they're the biggest songs. So to the most streamed country artist is huge to me, says Jason Aldean, the top country artist on Pandora, with over 11 billion streams to date.
Nice.
And you know what? He's got 11 billion streams to date on Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even identify one song. I've never even heard one song.
Yeah, I don't know Jason Aldean at all.
Isn't he the My Tractor Sexy guy? Yeah,
that's Kenny Chesney.
See, that's how much I know.
Let's see what Jason Aldean's hits are.
No idea. And who's listening to that?
There's a lot of people listening to the country. Not me, but there is. What is Jason Aldean's biggest hits? Let's see. You probably know all these songs. The Only Way I Know? No?
No idea.
How about Amarillo Sky?
Couldn't tell you.
Don't You Want to Stay? Or She's Country? Crazy Town? Dirt Road Anthem? Song about ass fucking. My Kind of Party? Now, here's the one, Neely. This has got to be in your playlist. Come on. Big Green Tractor?
Well, I do. I think I know that title.
Big Green Tractor. Get out of here.
Big Okay.
That's his top 10, or some of his top 10. But who cares? Jason Aldean. I'm looking at his picture. He looks like a douche. I don't know any of these tunes. None of them. I don't want to know them either.
Okay.
I'm not even asking you to go play them. I don't want to hear them.
All right. Well, we did get an email.
Okay.
Over the Eddie Trunk segment.
The one we just did?
Yep, the one we just did.
Okay.
Right away, I'm being called out.
You are?
I am.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
So, Mark Valdez.
Mm-hmm.
No relation to the coffee bean picker, Wanda Valdez.
Okay. Well, maybe there is a relation. We don't know.
Maybe Mark rides a burro to work. Who knows?
Okay.
But he spelled my name completely wrong.
Oh, that's normal.
Yeah. So Mark Valdez, he feels that he needs to chime in here.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you full credit, Mark Valdez. That is Valdez, VALDEZMARK, 1965 at gmail.com. Let me repeat that. VALDEZMARK, 1965 at gmail.com. Okay. Neely, you're full of shit. You're full of yourself. You self-righteous cunt.
Wow.
In capital letters, mind you. Referring to the Eddie Trunk bit, by the way, I love Chris.
Well, thank you, my new favorite fan. Thank you very much.
Chris, would you look down to see if Mark Valdez is actually sucking on your cock at this moment?
Don't make fun of my friend Mark.
Is he actually swinging from your balls as you sit there at your seat?
Don't be picking on my new friend Mark. This is my fan.
Okay.
He's a Chrisophile.
Of course. And I want to make that very clear. VALDEZMARK 1965 at gmail.com. Don't forget that, folks. He says, Neely, you're full of yourself, you self-righteous cunt, in capital letters.
Wow.
Referring to the Eddie Trunk bit, by the way, I love Chris. I know deep inside he thinks you're a pussy.
All right, you caught me.
All right. but he won't say so. Is that true, Chris?
Oh, it's very true.
Is Mark Valdez reading your mind?
He is.
Guaranteed, he says.
Guaranteed.
This comes from Mark Valdez. That is VALDEZMARK 1965 at gmail.com. I am on the same mindset that he is.
Okay.
He is mind melding with you, Chris.
What?
That would be Mark Valdez. That is VALDEZMARK 1965 at gmail.com.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you to my friend Mark.
He is mind melding with you because he thinks that you believe, after 20 years of friendship, that you think that I'm a self, what is he saying? Self-righteous pussy.
Yeah, well, I'll just say this, Mark. I'm not going to make any determination one way or the other. You can believe whatever you want to believe. But know this, 20 fucking years of doing this, if I really hated Neely, I would walk the fuck away. Because believe me, there's other things I could be doing on my Saturday nights than entertaining you fucks.
Yeah.
If I really, really didn't like Neely, I would walk the fuck away.
Right.
you know, and that's that. Me and Neely are fine. You know, do we agree on everything? No, we're not supposed to. Who would listen to that?
It would be boring.
Yeah, who would want to listen to that? You know, I just want, you know, if me and you even lived the same life, I honestly, you know, as much as dude's just trying to get under your skin, that's the perfect CMS listener as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Likes one, hates the other.
Right.
Because we'll continue to listen because likes one and hates the other and wants to hate on you and wants to love whatever I say. So that's the perfect listener. It's the guy that's like, hey, you guys are both okay. That's the guy I don't want. Because if we're both okay, then it's like, well, there's a million other guys that are okay too. You know, so whatever.
Well, Chris, could you just do me a favor? Since I see you on the video,
yeah.
Could you at least check your balls to see if Mark Valdez, that is VALDEZMARK 1965 at gmail.com, is actually swinging from your nuts at this point?
I don't see him.
No?
Maybe I'm missing something.
Is he swinging from your taint hair?
No, I'm not feeling any taint swing.
No, you're not sensing anybody with their lips firmly placed on your anus.
Maybe it's in the spiritual sense.
You don't feel that at all?
I don't know why, but I don't.
All right. Well, to recap this again, Mark Valdez, that is Valdez Mark 1965 at gmail.com, says, Neely, you're full of yourself. You self-righteous cunt, in capital letters. Referring to Eddie Trunkbit, by the way, I love Chris. Could you check your balls once again? could you just check that? He's not down there swinging your nuts? No, he's not swinging your nuts. No.
No,
I know deep inside he thinks you're a pussy, but he won't say so. Guaranteed.
What did you say during the Eddie Trunk that I missed?
I don't know.
That's the part I want to know.
I don't know, but apparently that Eddie Trunk segment set Mark Valdez off. That is Mark Valdez. That is Valdez Mark 1965 at gmail.com. I'm on the same mindset that he is.
All I know is all we did was laughed about the message.
I have no idea.
What the hell? All right.
I have no idea. But, you know, Mark Valdez, that is Valdez Mark 1965 at gmail.com. He's upset about that.
Mm, well, calm down, Mark. You can still be my fan.
All right. So when we leave the show tonight, you know, if Mark, you know, pleasures you enough to where you feel like you need to, you know, unleash the aching jizz into the back of his throat, you know, feel free to do that because Mark, sounds like a guy who is willing to be a jizz lobber.
All right. Well, at least he chose the better half.
There you go. So enjoy choking on the jizz of Chris Aiken there, Mark. Mm-hmm. You know,
I just like to say thank you, Mark, for being a fan.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
So anyway, so Mark is he is clearly in the Chris Aiken camp.
Yeah. Does Mark have an email address, by the way?
Oh well, he does have an email address. And I will give that to you right now in case you want to write him back.
Okay.
That would be Valdez, that is V as in victory, A-L-D-E-Z as in zebra, M-A-R-K, 1965 at gmail.com.
Okay.
So if you want to, you know, if you want to send Mark a thank you and, you know, appreciation email, that would be Valdez Mark 1965 at gmail.com. Mm. So if any one of our fans want to send him an email, that would be valdezmark1965@gmail.com. Because Mark is waiting to receive your load down the back of his throat.
Oh, this show.
All right.
Never stops, does it?
It does never stop. All right. Well, because Mark was so gracious to hit us up with an email, I am going to end the show tonight with some Faith No More from their Angel Dust release.
Okay.
And I'm going to dedicate this to Mark Valdez. I'm going to dedicate Jizzlobber to Mark because he has earned the Jizzlobber Award of the evening.
Nice.
All right. So we're going to get out of here. We will be back next Saturday. We will do this all over again. So this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Agin.
And we're gone.
Bye, kids. Thanks for checking out this episode of The Classic Metal Show. Get all of our episodes uncensored at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. Join us weekly from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Eastern at www.cmsradio.net. Participate in the live chat room at www.chatandkill.com. Once again, thank you for checking out The Classic Metal Show with Neely and Chris. Hail and kill. Fuck you, pal. And hand to